You're listening to Sister Radio. In this show, we're talking with blogger and fashionista Lindsay Pulls. Lindsay runs her own nomadic lifestyle blog, Have Clothes, Will Travel. She's currently living in Rosario, Argentina, and originally a homegrown American woman from Wisconsin. You're listening to Sister Radio. So, Lindsay, I'm so excited to have you on Sister Radio. I feel like I've been bugging you ever since we met to met via Twitter to get you on the show.
Oh, I'm excited, too. This is the first time I've ever done an interview like this.
I'm actually a little bit surprised with all of your travel, and you get pretty good traction on your blog. People are engaged.
Thank you. Yes. I guess it's always kind of been in written form, though, as far as actually talking in an interview like this. This has been an experience.
Oh, good. We're busting you out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
So right now you're in Argentina.
Correct. Yep.
And you just got out of class. What are you studying? I didn't even know you were studying anything right now.
Well, I just moved to Argentina 2 weeks ago, and I don't speak any Spanish whatsoever. So I am taking Spanish classes, some pretty intense Spanish classes right now, so I am able to communicate with the people I live by.
I love that. No, yeah, you've got to immerse yourself, and before you know it, you'll be speaking right along with the locals.
Hopefully.
Well, I just want you to share a little bit about your background. So we know you're from Wisconsin, but a little bit about how you got, like, lead us to the point of how you got to Argentina. And, yeah, just describe yourself a little bit.
Okay. Well, as far as how we ended up in Argentina, it's been 4 years now since my husband and I decided that we wanted to travel. We started out just traveling within our own state, Wisconsin at the time, and then we started traveling within the United States, and then just recently, actually, we started traveling abroad. We lived in Japan, and then we went to and lived in Australia, and now we're in Argentina. As far as a little about me, I'm a blogger. My blog has our travels on it, as well as style posts. I like cats and dogs. That's one of the only things I don't like about travel, is I can't have a pet. I also like Marvel, Star Wars, and Game of Thrones, and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so you're kind of into that, like, sci-fi. I don't even know, is that considered sci-fi, the Game of Thrones, or is it something else?
I guess Game of Thrones would technically be fantasy.
Fantasy. Well, with that guy Khal Drogo, Jason Momoa's character, that's my fantasy.
Yeah, good thing he's going to be an Aquaman.
I know, I saw that. Anything to do with him, I will watch it.
Exactly.
So basically, what I was trying to find out just by, like, reading some of your posts, but I haven't been able to piece together yet, is it just, like, on a whim you guys are moving to these, like, Japan, Australia, Argentina, or is there, like, a reason why you went to these places? Just help me figure out how you got there, because I'm so curious.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, that is a great question. The way that we are able to travel is because of my husband's job. So his he has projects in these countries, and that's why we are traveling to the places that we are. We're not just throwing darts at a map.
Okay, because in my mind, that's what was happening. I was like, these people have a map, and they're throwing darts.
Oh, no, we're not that exciting.
Because it seems so random, like a random group of places to go from Asia to Australia to, you know. So I was curious. All right, yeah. So part of it's work, and then just being open to travel.
Yeah, Exactly. Yep.
So how did you start your blog, Have Clothes, Will Travel?
Well, Have Clothes, Will Travel, it originally started as a way for me to just keep in touch with friends and family so they knew what was going on in our lives and with our travels. But since it's expanded, and I also do include style posts now and guest posts, and I also feature other bloggers as well.
Okay, so it's grown, like, organically.
Yep, exactly, yep.
That's so cool. I love your blog. I like that you marry the two of fashion and travel. And actually, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you was, why fashion and travel together? Like, what about them makes them fit or go together?
Well, I suppose technically, I wouldn't say fashion and travel do go together. But travel and my personal style are two things that are really important to me. And I guess when I started creating my blog, I wanted it to be a reflection of myself and a way for me to express myself creatively. And those were the two main focuses that ended up coming out of that.
Okay. That's really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah. It wasn't, I wouldn't necessarily say that style and travel are two things that are easy to go together, but those are two things that are important to me.
Well, in a way, like, my observation of, like, fashion having traveled a bit, too, I feel like we're soul sisters because we've done some traveling. We've gone to these places and lived there for a while. It's, like, one thing, maybe you'd agree with this, too, like, it's one thing to go somewhere for a week, but it's another thing to live there for a period of time. And
yeah, very true.
Right? And it's like culturally you have to adapt, but also like fashion wise everywhere I went I came with like my own set of rules for fashion, and anytime I left a place after a certain amount of time, before I knew it, I was like adapting some of those cultural fashion things into my own fashion. So have you noticed some of that? Like as you travel, you pick up these different unique things to the culture that you're surrounded by and into your fashion.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it's reflective. I mean, because I guess for me personally, I don't want to stand out too much every time we travel. So I do try to be aware of what other people are wearing so I'm not standing out so much. But when we were in Japan, I mean, I usually wear dresses and skirts, but for the first time in my life, I was incredibly underdressed, so I felt like I really had to step up my game in Japan when I was getting dressed for the day.
Yeah, wait, so probably, did you ever explore some of the, like, Harajuku fashion in Japan?
Oh, I did. I went into some of the shops, and that was not a style I was able to pull off, but I did enjoy seeing other people wearing it.
That's so cool. So I can see in that regard, like, how travel ties into fashion, but I thought it was cool that you put the two together. And what about nomad? You call it a nomadic lifestyle blog. Like, what is a nomadic lifestyle? Can you just explain a little bit?
I guess nomadic in the sense for us is that we don't own a home, and we don't actually own anything other than clothing. So we literally just kind of pick up and go to each spot with just our suitcases. And I mean, nomad could mean something for someone else, but that I feel is a good definition for us.
Yeah, so basically you guys kind of live out of a suitcase.
Exactly.
I've been there. I'm currently actually a nomad myself. I was just in Asia for a year in 2016. Well, from 2015 to 2016. And then,
I did see that.
Yeah. So, and then I got to go to Haiti for a little bit. But, I've been out of a suitcase too. And it's liberating. What are some of the cons for you of, like, there's a lot of pros to being a nomad and getting to travel and see the world. What are some of the cons?
Well, some of the cons to being a nomad, the biggest one is not being able to see your family as often. my sister and brother-in-law just had a baby, and we haven't been able to spend any time with him yet, so that's been hard. It's liberating to be able to pick up and move, but there's issues with not having your own stuff when you're moving as well, and having a limited wardrobe as well can be a little challenging.
You make it work, though. You are constantly posting these, like, awesome outfits of the day, and I'm like, where is she getting this fantastic clothes?
Very thankfully. Yeah, a lot of the stuff, too, that I'm featuring is stuff that has been featured before. Like, I reuse quite a lot of things, because if I was constantly buying new things, it wouldn't work.
No, and it's not very eco-friendly either, considering we just had Earth Day.
Ah, very true. That is true.
Yeah, I was wondering, too, if... I don't know if you've seen either the documentary or read the book. I'm bunny trailing, by the way, so I'm going a little off the book, off the cuff. But I was going to mention, I don't know if you saw the documentary or read the book, The True Cost, and it's about the fashion industry and how we're paying, you know, pennies.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that ties into it, like, as far as, like, one of the things they talk about is recycle your clothing, stop buying cheap clothes quickly, like, in big amounts, and buy stuff that you can use over and over. And so I feel like you do that really well.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, too, like, it doesn't always have to be expensive. You can buy cheap clothing, but it's the sense that you need to be able to reuse it and wear it in multiple different outfits. If I can't get use out of something because it's not versatile, I really can't have too many things like that in my wardrobe, because I don't have the room.
Sure. Yeah, I'm living out of a suitcase. I can't imagine you could put a whole closet in there. So you got a little space to work with.
No.
You know what's interesting? Do you follow Humans of New York? Humans of New York on Facebook?
Oh, I do. Yep, those do pop up every once in a while.
Have you seen that a bunch of their posts recently have been in Argentina?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been going on for like a couple weeks, but I noticed that they were doing all these really cool posts. That might be cool for you to check out now that you're there, but I thought that was interesting in interviewing you. I was like, Argentina, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to go on there after this.
So what is it like in Argentina? Like, what has been your experience in the 2 weeks you've been there?
These 2 weeks have been a whirlwind. I'm honestly going to have a little bit of a hard time articulating it all, but it's been, it has been probably the biggest learning experience so far that we've experienced going internationally. I'm glad we have a little bit of experience under our belt before we came here, especially because the language barrier is a bit of an issue for us.
Well, that makes sense. So it's been a whirlwind. Have you gotten to eat any of that famous Argentinian meat that everyone talks about?
I have, and it's, oh my gosh, it's so bizarre, because they have some of the best meat in the world here, but you have to be very careful how you order it, apparently, because I ordered it medium rare, thinking that was a good order, and it came out almost well, like what I would consider well done, and it was like chewing on leather. They apparently really like to cook their meat here, so you're better off almost ordering it rare.
Oh, whoa, way different than I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be the exact opposite. I thought you were going to say it came out mooing or something.
That's what I would have expected. But yeah, no, I said medium rare. I meant medium. I ordered it medium, and I need to be ordering almost medium rare or rare if I want a little pink in it.
Note to self, when I go down to Argentina, I will be ordering my meat rare.
Exactly. And it's so bizarre, too, because the food here, I guess there's a lot of Italian roots here, so they're really big on pasta and bread as well. But they do not like spices at all. I went grocery shopping last week, and the only spices I was able to find were salt, pepper, and garlic.
What? That seems so crazy to me, because in my mind, like, all of the Latino food that I've eaten is so flavorful. Like, spices I can't even put my finger on. That's so weird.
Yeah, Argentina's its own little world over here in Latin America. They are not quite like everybody else.
That's strange. Okay, but I'd still want to go, though, because I've heard that beautiful, and I got to get there someday. But that's so amazing. So how have your lives changed since picking up and leaving Wisconsin?
I guess as far as our lives have changed, it's changed in the sense that we've become very minimalistic. We don't own things. we can't accumulate anything at all. It's also changed too because we're not close to our families, and we have to pick up and make friends every few months, it has been lately. And also just being able to be mentally ready and mobile to go at any given time. For example, like, we thought we were going to be in Australia for 4 years, and we got word a couple weeks ago that we were coming to Argentina. So just being able to be ready to go at any given moment.
Yeah, flexibility is definitely important in travel because stuff happens. But it sounds like your life, you have to be extra flexible.
Yes.
What do your families think about you guys living in these countries and just picking up and taking off?
At first I think they thought we were a little crazy, which is understandable. And they were obviously a little concerned too at times because there were some places that we went to that they weren't really familiar with. But now that we've been doing this for a little while, they're happy for us, and they're more interested now in traveling themselves and seeing different parts of the world.
Wow. Yeah, you've inspired them. It's rubbing off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool. Yep, it's rubbing off a little.
How has your outlook on in your perspective on life and culture changed? Because I know for me, in my travels and spending a significant amount of time in a different culture, like, it's really impacted the way I view American culture, I view making life choices and decisions and how I interact with people. How has it impacted your outlook and your perspective on life and culture?
I guess as far as my outlook on life has changed in the sense that with our traveling, we do kind of live every day as if it's our last day in the city, like, because we can leave at any given moment, so we're trying to make the most of every single day that we're in a new spot, which is a big change from what we were previously. And I guess as far as culture, it's really, really opened my mind to different experiences and being able to accept other cultures as well, and just knowing that even though it's different, it's still a really amazing way to live life as well.
Mm. There's this, like, Mark Twain quote that people always talk about with travel, and it's the one that says, you know, travel is fatal to prejudice and bigotry and narrow-mindedness. And that's why it's like, as Americans, we don't have it really in our culture to leave America. Like, we're pretty good there. We're like, it's fine. This is good for me. But we miss out on all of I think that's part of the reason why our culture and our in America right now, why we have so many problems, is because people don't get outside their comfort zone that often. We're way too comfortable in America. What do you have anything you wanted to, like, say as far as that? Noticing how Americans live, like, once you leave and you come back?
I guess, to be honest, we've been bouncing around so much that we haven't been back to America recently.
Oh, you haven't? When was the last time you were here?
Well, we were briefly in the area for Christmas, but that was just like a quick, we saw our families and then we were back to Australia. But we're going on a year now of really not spending much time back in America.
Okay, so you haven't yet had that, like, reverse culture shock, realizing all of the faults in our society.
reverse culture shock is something I haven't had a chance to experience yet.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, when I got back from the Philippines in November, I was coming into the election, so everything going on with the election, and the tension, and just, I mean, in 2016, like, all of the stuff with the police shootings and people of color just being brutalized by the police was out, and then you had people who were, you know, doing the Black Lives Matter, and the people who were, like, very staunch right Republican who were against that and were saying all lives matter. So I came back into this and I was like, I hadn't heard about any of this. I hadn't experienced any of this. I hadn't even really thought all that much about what I was coming back into, but it was interesting. Talk about a whirlwind experience. So you'll hopefully your going back will be way more chilled out than my going back.
Yeah, I think it'll be calmer.
Yeah, and you seem to have like a really calm way about you anyway, so maybe that will play into it.
True, hopefully.
So what are your thoughts about taking risk? Because when I look at your life, I just see somebody who's boldly taking risks. And what are your thoughts about taking risks and being a risk taker?
Taking risks it's really scary, and it's not always going to work out. Not every risk you take is going to pay off. For example, the first time we tried to move abroad, we gave up everything we owned, we quit our jobs, and we actually got married in a really short amount of time. I think it was 2 weeks. Time period, we had a wedding organized and over with, and
what?
We thought we were going to move to Scotland. Oh, yeah. It was during Christmas, too. It was really fun.
And you thought you were going to move to Scotland?
Yeah, and we thought we were going to move to Scotland, and it didn't, it was a few days before we were supposed to get on the plane, and it all fell through, and that was not a good situation, but we kept taking risks and persevering, and eventually we did get to where we wanted to be, and we're traveling abroad now. But it took 3 years before we were able to get to that point.
Oh, really? It took that long? Wow, you guys really did persevere and not give up.
Yep.
I was thinking, you know, because you were mentioning earlier about how going place to place, like, you're kind of uprooting everything and then having to start again and have friendships, make friends. Do you feel like because you've uprooted so much and, you know, you guys have to be ready to leave and so there's not, like, a sense of permanence in some ways, has that brought you and your husband closer together?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, definitely. I would say since we've started doing this, it's definitely strengthened our relationship because we really are each other's rocks, because going on a short trip with your spouse can be stressful, but when it becomes your way of life, you really have to have a strong relationship in order to make it work, and you have to be able to communicate when things aren't going quite right, because everything is just a little extra stressful when you're constantly moving.
Yeah. Moving's the worst. I hate moving.
Yep.
I can't believe you've done it intercontinental.
Really better.
Yeah. So that's so sweet. So you feel like your relationship has grown because of the changing of home and work stuff and travel.
Definitely, yep.
So what's next for you? What is, you know, your dream?
Oh, what's next for me? Well, I'm really hoping to learn Spanish while I'm here. And then after that, I'm not really sure where we're going to end up, but I'm hoping that we'll be able to stay in Argentina at least until November, because it's a dream of mine to see all seven continents, and Buenos Aires is a launching point for Antarctica, so that it would be amazing to be able to go on that trip in November.
Ooh, girl, you brave. I'm like, I love to travel, but I am not trying to go to Antarctica.
I'm brave. Hoping that having a background of living in Wisconsin, that I'll be a little prepared for it.
Oh, for sure. I've been in a Minnesota winter, and that's a whole nother level. You've got it. Yes, you got it. So that's your dream. What about for Have Clothes, Will Travel? Is there like anything you want to happen with your blog, like reaching a certain group of people or impacting in a certain way? Do you have any dreams or goals for Have Clothes, Will Travel?
As far as Have Clothes, Will Travel, I'm hoping to continue to grow and gain more followers. Hopefully they'll a few Sister Radio followers that'll come on over and help.
Yeah.
And then I guess my hope for my blog would be too to continue in the sense of the same way that I inspired our family and friends to take risks with traveling. I hope that my travel writing will also help to inspire other people to get out of their comfort zone a little and explore different cultures or even just different areas of the state that they live in.
Mm. That's really good. I love that. So if you knew what you know now when you were 20 years old, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Ooh. Gosh, I don't know. I don't think I would honestly want to tell myself anything, because I feel like every mistake or bad thing that's happened has led me to where I am, and I wouldn't want to change those experiences.
That's really good. I like that. Yeah. Okay, rock on.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so I want to ask you one final question, and it's a fun one. I think this question's really fun. So if you were a superhero, what would your superpower be and why?
I love that one. I just have to pick one. I would say probably Darwin from X-Men. He adapts and changes to his environment, and I like to think that I relate the most to him.
Oh, I like that. I actually don't even know who the heck Darwin is from X-Men. I feel like a cornball that I don't know that.
Oh, wait. He was a character in First Class, I believe, if you've seen that.
I haven't seen any of the X-Men minor movies since like the first one came out in like 2008.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, I like that. So you'd want your superpower to be being able to adapt like Darwin.
Yep, exactly.
Which I feel like you already have that superpower.
Well, thank you. I like to think that I am able to adapt to our new environments well.
Well, I am so excited for you and your travels. Keep on posting and sharing your adventures and your fashion. Yeah, keep on rocking.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much for coming on Sister Radio, Lindsay. And yeah, we're excited to see what's next for you. You've been listening to Sister Radio. A special thank you to Lindsay, and go check out her blog, Have Clothes, Will Travel. She's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And then at the same time, go on over to sisterradio.com and be sure to follow us on our social media. We love y'all. Sister Radio.